Most students in Massachusetts are back to full-time in-person learning. In some districts, this week marks the first time in more than a year that all students are physically in school. Commentator Joanna Weiss was happy for her kids to go back, but she came to appreciate some things about remote learning, too.
The change happened suddenly, like a bandage ripped off a boo-boo that had already healed. One week we were deep in our hybrid routine, my tween and teen in person every other morning with asynchronous learning on alternate days, and now we're back. Just like before, it's a whirlwind of packing lunches and assembling snacks, traffic jams in school parking lots, activities that crowd dinner time. Pandemic-era schooling was destined to end, and in many ways the return to classrooms full-time is a relief. But I can't be the only one who misses some aspects of hybrid life, and not just the leisurely mornings and warmed-up leftovers for lunch. This year, my quiet child started middle school with small, in-person classes where the teachers got to know him fast. My high schooler worked through math problems in the daylight hours instead of late at night after her whirlwind of extracurriculars. There were temptations. I sometimes caught my son playing Roblox on a second screen. But I also saw him take charge in breakout discussions and develop rapport with teachers in email exchanges. I wanted him to see his teachers and classmates in person, but I could see ways that technology was helping him, too. Some school districts nationwide have acknowledged the good that emerged from this year and are planning permanent changes. They're stepping up access to broadband, investing in school facilities, adding mental health services for students, reconsidering how they use standardized tests. Ideally, though, schools would be even bolder. Districts would evaluate what worked best in hybrid education, and the state would help them to keep experimenting. What would an ideal school day look like for middle school and high school kids? Most days, kids could be physically in school, but some days they could work independently. Some lectures could be delivered online, leaving classroom time for one-on-one instruction. Schools could reassess the role of homework. And maybe more districts could finally flip their schedules, starting elementary schools earlier and letting the teens sleep in. If we don't test out some of these changes now, they'll probably never happen. This pandemic year has been devastating, but it's also presented opportunities to change the status quo. Schools could make a leap forward in ways that students, teachers, and families might love. Can we sleep on it at least?